Vayter in Shas Rav Avastav Ches, picking up on Sama Beis Bada Bama, the page 8 lines up on the bottom, picking up from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Nasiyah, happened to be the grandson of Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Rama Deshura Adar Abadan, he made the Rabbanan pay for a tax that was connected to a wall. Rashi says, Hitl Yitzias, Chomas Seir, Ala Chachamim Kamal, Shar Bani Adam, like everyone else, he charged him as well. Amar Shlaka says, Rabbanan Lotzichin Yitzusa, what are you charging the Rabbanan to have to pay for a wall? They don't need protection. The Chsiv, as a Pasuk says, we're going to bring a Pasuk, then ask a question, why didn't you bring another Pasuk? And then say, why? Because he dashens out a different way. Here we go. The Chsiv, Esperi Michol Yerbun. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. Esperim Laman. Now, who are we talking about? Elam of the Tzaddikim. You want to say it's talking about Tzaddikim that they would outnumber the grains of sand? Then Efishe Michal, you want to say they're more than the sand? Has to Kuli Yisrael. See, what does it say about the entire Jewish people? It says, Kachol Asher al Sfasayam. It says the entire Jewish people are like the sand that are on the seashore. Tzaddikim Atzma Michal Yerbun. You want to say that Tzaddikim themselves are more than it? Elachkar, what it means to say is Esperim Laman. Same Tzaddikim Michal Yerbun. That is, if I were to count the good deeds, the ma'asim, the actions, the greatness of the way they behave, the tzaddikim, they would outnumber the grains of sand. V'kal v'chomer, nei v'kal v'chomer, that they don't have to have protection because they don't need protection of walls from the sand. Umachol, shemuat chol, is less than the great actions of the tzaddikim, yet megin aliyam, it protects from the ocean. Rashi explains, v'hu lo l'choma, the sand is a wall for it. Kedusiv asher samti chol gvul liyam, he placed it as a boundary for the yam. Then masim shel tzaddikim shem merubim, the actions of the tzaddikim, which are great, which are a lot of them, lo kol shekein shebegin aliyam, certainly it's going to go and protect them, therefore they don't have to pay the tax. When Reish Lakish came from Rav Yochanan, I'm really still my time. Why did you bring this in pasuk, that pasuk? Why don't you still learn from the following pasuk? Ani choma v'shadai kimigdolos. I am a wall, and my chest are like towers. Ani choma zutora. Talking about the Torah. V'shadai kimigdolos. My chest is like towers. Peep turn the page. Chasman Aleph. Eile tamidu chacham. This is referencing the Talmidei Chachamim. Says Rashi, Alma ain't srichin choma. They don't need a wall because they are protected from the Torah itself. For Ishaq Savala Kedarish Rava, he holds like Rava Darshan's that pasuk, and therefore he doesn't use it for what, you know, to learn it out, because he says, Ani choma zukenas Yisrael. It's talking about the Jewish people that v'shaddai kemigdol said about the kenas about the midrashos. It's talking about the Jewish people that what? Rashi says that kulam shavin le'inin choma, they're all like a wall, and v'godan atzon militame. They protect themselves from becoming tummy from Avodah Zarah, and my chest are like towers. How do they do it? By Batei Midrashim, by shuls, and by Batei Midrashim. That's how they go out and protect themselves. So the point is, that's why he brought his own pasuk the way that he learned it and didn't use this one. Okay, Vayter. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista Ramakargad Arabanan. Nachman bar Chista, he gave a tax on the Rabbanan. What kind of tax? He put a head tax, you know, to go to pay up. You got to pay up over here. And Rav Huna. Okay, anyway, point is that they put a tax, and Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to him, Avarta Adaraisa Avadaviyav Adad Ksuve. You're violating Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. How so? By taxing them. Adaraisa, the Ksuv, because it says in the Pasuk, Af Choveiv Amim, Kol Kedoshav Biyadecha. Even he loves the people, all his holy ones, they're in your hands. And the way we explain this is, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, at the time when you're, you know, you're helping out the nations of the world, you're showing them some love. Rashi says, Shata Masiv Lehem Panecha Lashlitan Albanecha, when you give them the power to rule over the Jews. When the goyishes have shlit over the Jewish people, you're giving them the ability to do such a thing. Still, Kol Kedoshav you beyadecha, all the Kedoshim there are in your hands. Right, Veheim Tuko Ularaglacha, and it goes to the city of your feet. Tanya of Yosef, Mechatsin Raglayim ear to ear. They go from city to city, from country to country, Lomotor, telling your Torah. Yisa Midabro Secha, receiving your words, meaning Lisa Velite Bidabrosav, Shamakam. They're going and they're involved in debating the words of you, of your Torah. So we see nonetheless that Hashem goes and protects them. Even when they're giving over to the goyim, still we're protected. On the Vi, so therefore you're over the T. What about the N and then the Ch, right? The Torah and one of the Vim and Ksuvim. And then the Vi, the Pasuk says, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim ato akabtsein vayochel ma'at mimasa melech sarim. Even when they are, you know, they're mixing on themselves and the Jews are mixing up with the goyim, I'm going to gather them and going to, and they're going to be humbled by the burden of the kings and the officers. That is, Rashi explains that even when the Jews are, you know, hanging out with the goyim, Hashem is still not going to push off redeeming them. Anyway, so Amar Ula Pasuk Zeh B'Loshan Aramis. Now, but this pasuk is said in Aramis that the word Yitnu is the Aramaic equivalent of Yishnu, which means studying or teaching. So he says Pasuk Zeh B'Loshan Aramis. Now, my Itanu Kulu, if all the Yom were to go and study Torah over there, Ata Kavut, saying that I would go and I would gather them and bring them to Israel, Ata, right now. Gather them, let's get cracking with that. And Rashi says, meaning, Bekarova Kabtsim would be very soon. I would go ahead, let's just shtag. If only a little of them are studying when they're in Gullus, then Yachilu Mimasa Melchosarim, they're going to be released from the burden of the kings and the officers. So we see Hashem is going to people that are Chachamim. They're going to be released from having to pay the burden of the taxes. That's the VM. And what about Ksuvia? The Ksuvia, the pasuk says, Minda below v'halach la shalit l'mir me'aleihem, pasuk in Ezra, that it shall be unlawful to impose upon them any sort of taxes. Basically, all different types of taxes. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Minda zu minas melech. Minda is a type of, you know, fee they have to pay. That's the king. Right, that they have to go to pay the king stuff. Rashi says, Migbas Misim Shehem Atil and Tamid al Benem Adinim. They have all these taxes they're constantly giving to the people there. Below, Zukesef Gulgalta. Below is a type of money you have to pay, which is the head tax, like we've discussed. And V'halach Zarnona, V'halach is Arnona, which in modern Hebrew, Arnona means like a land tax. Rashi says, Isure Tavuos Behemos Mideshana Beshana. You got to pay all these type of tithes. Okay. But the Chachamim, they don't have to go and pay these type of things. So, said the Gemara, Papa Rama Karya Chadat Rav Papa, he paid a tax of people that are making Rama Chadi. Rashi says, Yitzias Karyas Be'er Mayim Chaim Lishtos. Somebody going to dig a new well, he put a tax on that. Ayasmi, and he even give it for Yesomim. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Amar L'Rav Shishabir D'Rav Idi Bar D'Rav Papa. V'dilma lo midvil. Maybe midvil means like they're not going to be able to scoop it up. Maybe it's not going to actually work out. Rashi says, lo yimsu bo mayim. You're not going to find water. If sadatem chinam, you're causing the Yesomim to pay money for nothing, for just digging the well, but never ever worked out. V'yasmi labani mechilin in udilichlu. Then I'm able to be mochel you. So Amar L'Rav, don't worry about it. Mishkosh l'kilim, I'm going to take the money for them. E midvil, they get water, then midvil, great. Then they got it, everything's wonderful. V'ilon, if not the mahadrana, I'm going to return it to them. It's like, what are you getting all nervous about? Don't worry about it. I'll take it. If they in the end it doesn't work out, then I'll just give it back to them. Everything's good. IAG. It's all good. Now, Amrav.col Leigle Gapa. He says that everyone has to be part, is to be collect money for everyone to go and close the doors of the gates. So as she says, L'sha'are Choma Sa'ir. Lehatziv Bahem Delasso, so you gotta put up doors over there. I feel me ask, but even collect it from Yesomim. Abba Aval Rabbanan Lo Tzricha Nedusa, but the rabbis, they don't need a protection, therefore I call it Lakaria. They don't have to pay that. The next, I call it Lakaria Pasya. You collect everyone for digging a well. Rashi says that what's this Lashon Lakaria Pasya is Chafir is bor, we're digging a well, Lishos Mayim, but Al Shema Kli Hamunach Shaman, for the name of the vessel that's placed over there, Bebor Tamid Lishtos Bo over Drachim, created Pasya. That's what the Kli is called, so it calls it like that. Afilim Idarabanan, for digging the well, they collect money even for rabbis, because they also have to be able to drink water. Rashi says, Shakol Tzrichem Lamayim. Get it? Shahakol. You need to say shahakol. Anyway, feel our button. V'lo amran eladolan afke b'achluza. This is only when they're not going out themselves when they get called to go dig it. Rashi says, she'ein him atzman yotzin b'achrozes lachbar elasochim polim. They hire people to do it. But they go themselves when they get called out to go for these wells. Then Rabbanan labani mepek b'achluza nidu. They don't do it themselves. It's not honorable for them to have to go ahead and pick the shovels and start going to dig. Story time. Rabbi Pasachotzos Beshevetos Rebbe, he opened up a store, you know, where storehouses of food to go out to give people what to eat. During years of a famine, we know that he was a wealthy fellow. Amai said, who did he go to open up his sources for? Amar Yikansu Bali Mikra Bali Mishnah Bali Gemara Bali Alocha Bali God. Anyone who's staggering away, they can go and they can get this stuff. Val Ami Aretz Ali Yikansu, but no, I'm not giving it to Amaratzmir. Not happening. Dachik Rabbi Yonasan Ben Amram V'nichnas. He pushes his way in, and Amar Lo Rabbi Parnaseni. He goes, give me what to eat. He disguised himself to be something, you know, you wouldn't know who he was. So he says to him, okay, Amar Lo Benikar. He says, you learn Chomesh? Amar Lo Lav. No. Shanisa, what about anything else? You learned other Torah? Amar Lo Lav. He said, no, I didn't. So he says to him, "Im kain b'mel farnesachot." So what do you want from me that I should go? I should give you, you know, to eat. You know, amalei parnesani kikalav akarev. Female like a kalav and a karev, like a dog or like a raven. Rashi says the Kosh Baruch Hu has mercy on them because the kalav doesn't have food, a lot of food. Therefore, it stays in his stomach for 3 days. And by the orev, it doesn't go and give its animals its own babies. So the babies are able to pick out of their own feces what to eat over there. So parnesani gave him what to eat. But said enough, like after he left, Yosef Rebbe became tired. Rebbe was all upset. The fact that he says, "Vomer oy li shenasati piti la maaretz." Woe to me! I give me my bread to an amaretz. I'm the fun of Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. His son says to him, "You know, Tate, Shami Yosef ben Amram tamidcho." Maybe that was Yosef ben Amram because he doesn't like to, you know, sheino rotzon rotzel hanos mi b'chor Torah mi kavod Torah mi yom. If he doesn't like to take, you know, get any gains from Kavod HaTorah over there. But Kuvaskos, they checked out and turned out that Taka was true. Amar Rebbe, Yikansu, I called, now everyone can come in because he was nervous that they're not going to come, not going to give. Rebbe Tamei, why didn't you want to give the Amaratzim? The Amar Rebbe, Imparn is Bali Olam El B'Shal Mar. It's the only reason why negativity comes to the world, bad things happen, is because of Amaratzim. Kahuda made Kalila de Shadu Atveria. Like the story of when there was this tax that was given, they were collecting money for a crown by the people that are living in Tveria, and the Rabbanim didn't pay the tax. So the Kamei the Rebbe. So the people of Amaratzim, they came in front of Rebbe, the Amalei, list lakes of Rabbanim Badin, you know, also be part of this and pay. Amalu said, no, we don't pay for these things. Amalei, Arukinu, find them, we're going to run away from here. We're not able to pay these tax. Amalu says, all right, that's your call. Aroku leaves. Aroku, half of them end up leaving, and suddenly, Dalyu Apalga, the king, Rashi says, Machal Amelech, Dmei Achetzi, Vesilga Melein, they took off half of the money that they had to pay. Half the Amaratzim left, half the money dropped. Also, Hanu Palga, the coming to Rabbi, the other half came in front of him and says, Amalei, least for the Rabbi and Mahayab, but then come on, you take part of this and pay with us as well. Amalei, lo, he said, no, we're not paying. Arukinon, he said, we're going to run away. Aruka says, all right, get out. Arukukul, they all left. Poshu Akobis, there was only one laundromat guy who stayed there. And Shadu Akobis, and what happened is they threw it all on him. That is, Rashi says, Hitilu Apachse Amelech, the king's guards, the, you know, the officers, whatever it is, they put all Akobis on this laundry guy. So what did he do? Arukobis, he ran away. Suddenly they got rid of the entire tax. So we see it's because of Amaratzim, not because of Tamil Chachamim. Amar Rebbe, Reisim Shein Parnas Baliolam, Ela Bishul Amaratz. That's why it comes. Next part of the Mishnah. Vikamiye Ba'ir Vehei Ka'an She'ir. How many people do you have to have in the city? How long do you have to be in the city or to be part of Anshe Ha'ir? That means actually part of the city itself. And then you have to pay certain taxes. Right? So we said it's got to be 12 months. Then it's considered like you are part of the city. Now you got to pay for all the different extra expenses that are there, all the taxes and whatnot. So it's going to Romini, then we have a bride. So it seems to say it's not 12 months, but it's actually 30 days. Ha cha meres vaga mela. So first of all, we have a caravan of donkeys or camels. They go from one place to the next. They go and they dwell in a particular city. And the people in that area, they get involved in doing avodah zara, like as in the lashon of hutcha of ir hanidacha. They get involved in being that type of thing, doing avodah zara with the people that are living in the city. Hey beskila, these travels end up getting killed. That's how they die by doing avodah zara. They're dead. Umamon and palat, their money, it doesn't get destroyed. Now, even though we know the stuff of Ir Nidachach, Nidachas actually gets destroyed, this doesn't. V'in, Nishto Sham, Shosham, I'm there for 30 days. Hain Besai, if they get him a month of oven, their stuff also gets destroyed as well. So you see, it's not 12 months, it's only 30 days. I'm a Revelokash, it's not a question. Holy B'nei Masa, Holy Li Suve Masa. No, the Mishnah is talking about B'nei Masa, which means people that are, you know, citizens of this particular city. They have to go ahead and they have to pay. We're there for 12 months. But holy, Yisuvi Masa. But in reference to the halacha, when it comes here, Nidachas, And it's even Yisuvi Masa. Rashi says, B'shloshim yom, B'gabi yonidachas, K'siv, Yosh Sfe'ir. This is people that are dwelling over there, even if they're not actual citizens. Can you tell them we're going to buy Sahamud or Anam Anshe'ir, someone who says, I'm not getting enough from anyone who's part of the Anshe'ir, the citizens? Kol Shinishtah Shem Shlim Asay Chodesh, also Linus Min. It was there 12 months, you can't get enough from him. Pachos Mikan Motor, if it's else not, you can. Mi Yosh Sfe'ir, he says, I'm not going to get enough from someone who's part of the Yosh Sfe'ir. Kol Shinishtah Shem Shlim Asay Chodesh, 30 days, also Linus Min. He can't get enough from him. Pachos Mikan, if it's less than that, Motor Linus Minu, period. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that until one was in the state for 12 months, he doesn't have to pay towards, you know, the different stuff of the community. Says the Gemara, the Chol Mili Mibayin and Shem Sachodos, is it true that you need 12 months for all these things in order to pay all the taxes? By time within a Brisa, Shloshim Yom, as long as the person is there for 30 days, Latamchoy, he has to go, he has to give money towards the Tamchoy. Tamchoy is, Rashi says, Tamchoy Maichal Anim. It's food that goes to the Anim. That's called Tamchoy. Shloshim Chadashim, the Kupa, if you're there for 3 months, you have to give money towards the Kupa. That means actual cash money that you're giving towards the Kupa Tztaka for, you know, Tztaka to be the Shisha, Lichsus. If you're there for 6 months, then you have to now go out and give for the clothing for the poor people. Tisha Lekavur, if you're there for 9 months, then you have to go give money to go and to bury them, Rashi says, which is even more of a payment you have to put out. Shneimus Alapasayir, and if it's 12 months, so you have to give money for the boards of the city, you know, for the walls around the city. So what do you see? We see you have to pay even if it's before 12 months, it's only 12 months for the boards. Amr of Asa, Amr of Yochanan, yeah, and Echanami, our Mishnah was talking about what? Kitanan, Nami Yasnisan, Shneimus Achodes, what are we talking about? Lapasayir Tanan. It was only talking about the boards, and therefore everything now works out and is nice and beautiful. Everyone has to give money towards the boards of the city of Afilmi, even from the Yisomim. They don't need protection. Which is money which is used for, Rashi says, the shura is the tikkun hachomer, to fix the walls. The parsha is that you had this guy who would go around the city to guard it and to know what has to be fixed. And the tarzina, Rashi says, shomer kli zayin, one who watched the weapon of the bnei ir, v'yoshiv, v'bayis, etzel l'shar, he sits in a house next to the shar. Afilu miyaspi, then we go ahead, even from the yisomim, we go ahead and take money because they need to be protected. They don't need to be protected. So what's the general rule that we have here? Anything that the people are going to get enough from, you got to pay. Even from the assumption they have to pay as well because they're gaining. Rabba story time, Rabba's Romet Tzedakah Yasmi the Bay Bar Marion. Rabba made a tax of Tzedakah on the orphans of the house of Bar Marion. There's a very rich dude, and they say on this, something they have to pay. Omer Le'abaye Vatani Rav Shmuel Behuda. Ain't Poskin Tzedakah Allah Yisom. We don't make them have to go and pay. I feel the Pidyon Shvuyim, even when it comes to Pidyon Shvuyim. Omer Le'ana Lachshuvinu Kavid. I did it sort of to make them Choshev. Right? Their father's very Choshev with Tzedakah. They also. So it's enough for them, and therefore it's good. Now, if Hormiz was the mother of Shiver Malka, of this king, Shad Yarnuka the Dinri gave a wallet full of gold, and says, L'kamei, Shad Yarnuka the Dinri, L'kamei of Yosef, threw in front of him, and she said, L'havi l'mitzvah rabba, this should be for a mitzvah rabba, for a big mitzvah. Yosef of Yosef would come in, but he looked into it. My mitzvah rabba, what's called the mitzvah rabba? Amalei Abayim at the Tanya of Shmuel by Yehuda in Poskin Tzedakah L'Yisomim. From the fact that we said we don't make the Yisomim go to pay Afilu Pidyon Shvuyim, even for Pidyon Shvuyim, what does that tell you? Shema Minah Pidyon Shvuyim, peep turn the pace Chesma base Pidyon Shvuyim, Mitzvah Rabbi. Must be that it's a big mitzvah, this Pidyon Shvuyim thing, because you're saying even Pidyon Shvuyim. Amalei Rav Le Rabba Bar Mari, Minah and Mil Shadam Rabbana and the Pidyon Shvuyim, Mitzvah Rabbi. How do we know that's such a big mitzvah? Amalei Dechse, because the Pasuk says in Jeremiah, this is Hashem is telling him, yo, how to respond when he's asked by the people, what's going to be for the future of them in exile? Where are we going to go? You say, this is what God says. Asher l'mavis l'mavis, v'asher l'cherev l'cherev, v'asher l'rav l'rav, v'asher l'shevi l'shevi. So we see, he says, listen, those that will die will die. Those that will die by the sword, okay, by the sword, by hunger, and those will be kidnapped, will be kidnapped. Anything goes later, it's harder for its fellow. The further on in the pasuk, the more the more intense it is. Cherev, kashim yimavis, cherev is worse than death. Ibai is than regular death. Why? Ibai say makra, you can't say from a pasuk, Ibai say masfar, you can say logic. Ibai say masfar, what's the logic? Hi, come in navel, when it comes to the sword, it becomes very disgusting, it's chopped up and whatnot. Vai lo, come in navel, when a person dies natural, it's not manuvel. Ibai say makra, you can learn from the pasuk, yakar, b'yene Hashem, ha-mavisa. Right, honorable in the eyes of Hashem is the death of his pious ones. You know, a natural death, that's what it's referenced here. Ra'av kasha becherav, hunger is worse, that is more intense than the sword. Ibai seme savara, why is he savara? How come it's starving? Because a person who's starving to death is much more intense, much more suffering. My halakom is that someone doesn't have to starve, he dies right away. Ibai seme kari, you can say we learn from a pasuk. Tovim ayu chal lecherev mechal le'rav. The pasuk says, in Eicha, more fortunate are the victims of the sword than those of the famine. Now, Shavi Kashmikulam, being kidnapped is worst of all. Unfortunately, Yonah Dioman, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give a, help us. Ah, we need some of the flows. Shavi Kashmikulam, that's worse than all of them. The coolest Nube, because all of them are included in that. He could go out, he could kill him with a sword and give him not to eat or whatever it may be, so that's really bad. Tanu Rabba, na Kupa Shel Tzedaka, Nigbeis Mishnayim. When you're going to the Kupa Tzedaka collecting Tzedaka, you collect it with two people, Maschalachet Bishlosha, and it's given out with three people. You need two people to collect it and three to go and give it out. Nigbeis Mishnayim, why is it two people collecting it? She'ein Osin Sroa Selet Sibar Pachas Mishnayim, because you don't do. Make an authority over the people if there's less than two people that are there. You need at least two people. Umischalech is b'shloshe, you need three. Ke dinei mamonis. Like the laws of dinei mamonis, you have to have three people that are there. Rashi says, la'ayin v'losis la'kol echad k'fi tfeilam atlim bo, to go to look and to give everyone that they need. Next, tam chui nigbeis b'shloshe, mischalech b'shloshe, the food for the, you know, the food that they collect over there, it's collected by three people. And it's given out by three people. That's the soup kitchen, the food kitchen. People give, you know, to the aniyim. She gibuya v'chiluka shavim. Collecting and spreading it out are done all on the same day. Rashi says, b'chol yom, every day, midei yom b'yom. Kedutani l'kameh, l'fikach ein gvuya b'shtayim, shalo yitzruchu l'tzorachu l'vakesh l'shlish l'chalik. You don't go just two and then three. You start off with three and you end with three. Tam chay b'chol yom. The food collection over there was done every single day for people that needed it. And kupa me'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the kupa, the money, that was given from Friday to Friday if they needed that. So again, if they... yeah, that's how they work. Tam chay l'anye olam. Food can give even to the poor people of the world. If they happen to be there, you can give to them. Kupa l'ani ya'ir. When it comes to the kupa, the cash money, it's only for the poor people that are actually in the city itself. For Rashayim b'nei ya'ir, lasos kupa tam choyin, the b'nei ya'ir, those are in charge of running these, you know, these organizations, all the money and the food. They can make the kupa into the tam choyin. In other words, they can take the money and use it to buy food. For tam choyin kupa, if they need the food, can put back into kupa. They can sell it and put it into kupa, if necessary. Ulashanosa l'chol mashi yirtu, they can put the money towards anything that they want, anything it's going to be needed for. Rashayim b'nei ha'ir, lastos alamidos, and the official of the city can go ahead and set up about the midos, right? That is the people can go and decide the different measurements. They can change the sizes. Rashi says, lahaktil sa'ir, or lahaktin, to make a saw bigger or smaller. Ve'ala sa'arim, and I'm sorry, ve'ala sha'arim. Also, they could set, like, the prices about how things are, you know, things are sold. Rashi says, shar chitim v'ayayin, shalim karenu shana zu yosem mikach v'kach damin. It shouldn't go up in value. They can choose va'al scharpolim, and the amount that they have to go in to pay, whatever the, you know, the polim alasia al kitzosam, and also they can give a kenas. Rashi says liknos and so over al kitzos davrim that goes against alasia midas din Torah. They could give them the smackdown. if they deem necessary, they can give some sort of kenas. Amar Enos and Sros, Alzheimer, Bakushan, we can do lesson two. Be not a meal where it is from Amar Nachman and Makarga, the Pasuk says in Shemos, Vehem Yikru Esazav. And they take the Zav, they means plural. This is talking about those are collecting donations for building the Mishkan. It uses the word they in the plural, so it says, yeah, you got to have at least two over there. Next, Sarirusu. Delo avdi ha hemune mehenin. That is, that you don't make one person into Sraris, like they're like some sort of authority, but to trust one person, right? To be part of, let's say, the tzedakah, Rashi says, yachid lios gizbar, to be involved in the money over there. We do believe the Messiah, Leila Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina's Maisa Umina, Rabbi Shnei Achin ala Kupa, because one time you had two brothers over the Kupa. Rashi says, Amnu, Kechad, Legabe, Hamenusa, Kechad, Damu. Right, but when it comes right to believing them, they're considered like one. They can't, you know, for Eidos and things like that. So it's considered like one. Clearly, they would pass like that. Maisa Rusa, what is it? What type of authority does collecting money for tzedakah, you know, entail, right? Everybody has to go and they have to give the money. So what does it mean that they had this authority? Tam Rav Nachman and Rabbi Baravua, lefi shememashkinin ala tzedakah, because the collectors can take, you know, a mashkin for people that didn't pay yet. Vafil be'erev Shabbos, they didn't have Erev Shabbos. They can go and they can do that. They have authority over here. If you got to have two people, the Rashi says, she's pisco pella bella bella, I'm tired on either. I'm tired, but you got to go and listen. It says the Gemara, Amy, is it really true? They can go and they can take a mashkin, vaksev, vapakadi, al kol lachotsav. But don't we say in Yirmiyo, and I will visit evil upon all their oppressors. It's talking about during the time of the Geula, Beis Hashem. Hashem is going to punish all the nations coming to the Jewish people. Hashem is even going to come and give the smackdown for even the Gaboy Tzedakah. Where did that go? Yeah, and collecting that which people are willing to give is very good for the community. So what does he mean? He means sometimes they would give him the smackdown. They would take a lot of their property for a mashkin, and that they're going to be punished for. But what comes out, kum tachai, is that you're not going to collect stuff. So it's more lokasha. Ha de amid, ha de lo amid. When is it true that they can go and collect something? Is when the person is a wealthy person, and therefore he's able to give, but he's not giving. Ha de lo amid, this person is not wealthy, he doesn't have the ability of giving. You only grab him from him. That is going to be a bit problematic. How do we know that we treat, we find, how do we know? But we see in other cases also when you treat wealthy people differently. God, the Rava, that Achpe Rav Nosson Barami, he kind of forced or pushed Rav Nosson Barami, who was a wealthy guy, and he was collecting tzedakah, and he pushed him, Shalkamine, Arba Me'a Zuz L'Tzedakah. He took 400 Zuz from him. You see, you can put a little pressure on those that are a little wealthier and push them to be part of this, to be giving. Now, Vahamas, Vahamaskilim Yaskiru Kazara Kia. And the wise will shine like the radiance of the Rakia. Right? This is what Hashem is going to give to people in the times of the, you know, who really deserve it during the times of Geula. Zed Dain Shadon Dinem Islamito, the segment of a person who judges properly, like he's supposed to actually go and judge, this is going to cause him to shine. Umatzdike Rabim. And those who make the many, tzaddikim are going to be like the stars forever and ever. Eligabit tzedakah, this is done with those who collect tzedakah. And the schos are doing such a thing, they're also going to shine like the stars. Let it shine, says Rashi. Hamaskilin eldal ma'utzah, or hamaskilin, he gives over whatever this person's needs. The wise will shine like the radiance of the rakia, of the heavens. And it says that they're going to make many shine, you know, the rites are going to shine like the stars forever. There's only those who teach children, right? Why they're part of the people that make other people tzaddikim, because they teach them, you know, how to live their proper life. How to live their life properly. Come on, man. Like who? Who fits in that type of Rebbe? Amarav Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shmuel Bar Shilas, he was an unbelievable Rebbe. This is, everybody wanted this guy as a Rebbe. The Rav Ashkel Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Davar Kai Beginsa. He once found him that he was in a garden. He was hanging out in the garden, and Amalei says to him, "Shvakte lem nusach. What did you left you the ones that trust you?" Asher so he said, "Regular lamdam be'amuna ulam evelisha gam tamid. You always with your tamidim. Where are they?" Amalei said, "Aha tlisa shtin lo chazili. For the past 13 years, I didn't see my garden here. V'hashtanami gadaiti alavayu." Even now, my minds are on them. Rashi says, you know, because I'm still thinking about my students. Rabbanan Mai, what is talking about? What do we say about Rabbanan who were involved with learning? Rashi Tamid Chachamim Oskim B'Torah Tamid Mike said, but what does it say about them? It says, "Amar Avina Va'avav Kiseis Hashem Shvuraso." They who love him shall be a sun, the sun going forth in its might. Right, and that is that's a pretty big deal. Tana Rabbanan, Zog the Heilige Gemara. Gabbait Stakin Mashan Lifos Zemizah, the Gabbait Tzedakah can't go in separate from one another when they're in the middle of collecting. For one collecting alone, maybe he's going to steal, but I'm going to think he stole. Aval Puris Zela Shar Vizela Chanus. It can split off to the Shar, to the gate. This one can go to the store. As long as they're seen together, no one's going to think that no one's doing the wrong thing. Rashi explains that one can go collect from people who live near the gate, the other collect by living inside the people living near the store. Next, Motza Mos Bashok. If you go out in the Gabbai Stucky, you found money that was in the Shok when he's collecting. Lo Yitim Bashok Kisa, don't put it in your pocket, because people are going to think that you're stealing, even though you really could take that, right? Ella No Samatok Arni Kisha Taka, put it in by the Tzedaka box that you have with you. And when he gets to his house, then he can take them. Fine. Kayot, similarly, how you know Shabachavir Mono Pro Bashok. If it's about Tzedaka, he was owed a money, someone owes him money. Right, he tells him $100, $100, a hundi. And he pays him in the shuk. Lo yitim tochiz, don't put it in your pocket. Then we get your house, you go and you can take it. Because we don't want to marry a sign. We want people thinking the Gabbai Tzedakah is going out and doing a little bit of hanky-panky and taking things that maybe don't exactly belong to him. Now let's see a throwback to Psachim. Tana Rabbanan, Gabbai Tzedakah Shem Lehem Aniyim L'Chalek, because they don't have any Aniyim to go and give it to, right? So they have all this money here. Partan L'Chem, they should exchange the copper coins for other ones. For L'Chem means for other people. Rashi explains, Prutos Shegavu Lochin Dinari Kesef L'Fisha Prutos Shenechoshas Machlidas to become, you know, rusty. It's so good. Vein Partal Atzman. But when they go out and they're doing this exchange, they're doing it for other people, they're not allowed to do it for themselves, because people don't want them to think that maybe they're taking not the greatest rate and they're stealing. Gabe Tamchoy, and similarly we say Gabe Tamchoy, Shein Lam, Anil Mechalik, they don't have any food, they have a lot of food, they just don't have any to give it to. Mochel Lechem, they go and they can sell it to other people, keep the money when necessary. Vein Mochel Atzman, they can't sell it to themselves, because again, who are we going to suspect them? Says Gemara, Mo shel Staka in Mona son Shtaim Shtaim. Tzedakah money that we're dealing with, Rashi says Pen Yomu Shtaim who notel feinu Mona Alecha. He's taking two, he's only counting one. You shouldn't be counted two at a time. Right, people are going to think that this guy is taking. Yeah, you don't want it to look like that. Ella Achas Achas, do it one at a time, so there shouldn't be any thought even. They did something maybe that you shouldn't have done. Next, Amar Abai Mireish originally Lavi Yosef Mar Atzipe de Bekenishta. He said Rabbah wouldn't sit on the mats that belonged to the Bet Knesset, the Bet Knesta. Rashi says, "Machatzal Shabbos Knesses Mishum the Mizbinei Luhumi Mosa Kupa," because the money was used from the Kupa. They didn't get enough money from that. Kevin the Shemal all the time. Once you heard that Bryce says, "Ulashanosa Lachol Masha Yirtzu," and they have the ability of using different money for different things, and you know, using it for another thing. Then Hava Yosef, you go and sit to them, and he's saying that this is legit. There's no problem here. Now, Omer Abaye says, Meresh, originally, Hava Oven Mar Tshrei Kisei. He said, originally, Rabbah would make two wallets for donating. Chad Lanina D'Alma, one to have the money that they were used for all the Anim, the regular ones, and Chad Lanina D'Masa, one for the Anim of the city. And he had two different accounts over there, because some were specific of this, some of the other. Came in the Shem Ladamir Le Yishmo Le Rav Techlifa Baravdi, and once he heard that Avi, that you can go ahead and again, that you can have, you could choose how they do it, how to split up. If you had to see him, only one purse, one wallet. Beep, turn the page. Tassaman Allah. For Asni Allah. And he made a Tanai about it. Iunami Ovid Chad Kisav Asni Allah. Right? So he also took one and he made a Tanai in it. Now, Ravashi Amar Anas Nui Nami Lutzrichana. He says, I don't even need you to make a Tanai. Right? No, the Tanai here. The Chod Deka Asi for anyone that comes to give money to the Tzedakah. Right, a daite di diasi. He's coming to give it to understand that I'm going to go and give it how I feel the best way to give it. And I can give it to whoever I want without saying before. Okay, my friend, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.